additional auditing session of January 18, 1955. But audit is pretty clear for half an hour, one half of 1 hour, in order to conclude some of the things that we were busy doing. Now, we had the pre-clear examining. This is just demonstration. It's not therapeutic. Understand, I don't want you getting therapeutic results from this, okay? Now, we had you examining one object in sequence here. Now, actually, we would simply have this pre-clear examine the other objects similarly. And then we would put the pre-clear through opening procedure by duplication. I'm just going to say that she has examined the other object. Got a different ashtray here. Let's get the right ashtray. And she has examined this glass ashtray now until she has some acquaintance with it. Probably still doesn't own it. Who cares? Let's go over now and pick up that book. Okay. By the way, if this is a continuing session, I'm just pretending like this is the same session, you see. Otherwise, I would have asked her if you had any divorces since last night. Have you, by the way?
Two.
You've had two. Oh, well, that's nothing. All right, let's look over this book. Is it a book?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a mess of paper held together by rings.
Well, she's getting sharper, isn't she?
I own it, too.
You've got it. That is yours. All right, put it down there on top of the tape recorder. All right, now walk over to that ashtray. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up. Okay, what's its color?
Clear. White.
Clear white, okay. What's its temperature?
About 65.
Well, all right. And what's its weight?
4 ounces.
No, I asked you what its weight was. You say 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. Is it heavy or is it light? Just go ahead.
Oh, well, it's mediumly heavy.
Mediumly heavy. Okay, put it down in exactly the same place. Fine, let's walk over to the book. All right, let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick it up. Okay, what's its color?
It's mainly green.
Good. What's its temperature?
Medium.
Medium what?
Medium warm.
Medium warm. Okay, and what's its weight?
It's fairly light.
It's what?
Light.
Light?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Put it down in exactly the same place. Good, let's walk over to the ashtray. Fine, let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pick it up. Okay, what's its color? It's translucent white. Good. And what's its temperature?
It's cool.
Cool. And what is its weight? Mediumly heavy. All right. Put it down in exactly the same place. Good. Let's walk over to the book. Fine. Let's look at it. Good. Let's pick it up. All right, what's its color?
Green.
Okay, what's its temperature?
It's room temperature.
It's room temperature. Feel just like the room does.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the room.
Now it's a little warmer.
All right. Okay, and what's its weight?
It weighs about half a pound.
Oh, it's half a pound. How much does a pound weigh? Oh, I see. Pound by 16 ounces. How much does it weigh?
It's light for the size of it.
Okay. All right. Now, that's a good way. Put it down. Is that exactly the same place it was in? All right. Now, let's walk over to the ashtray. Good. Let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's pick it up. Okay. What color is it? Clear white.
Funny color.
A funny color.
Yeah.
That's real good. Fine. What is its temperature?
It's cool.
All right, and what is its weight?
It's fairly heavy for this size.
Fairly heavy. Well, you got away with that once, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's fairly heavy for the size of it.
It's like massive.
All right, put it down. Okay, sit down. She's doing all right. I mean, she's not going to blow a session. Actually, I could probably make her blow this session.
Yeah, she probably could.
I just wanted to really give you an example of this. The pattern of opening procedure by duplication. You can keep that up anywhere. It's up to 15, 20 hours. It's quite remarkable as a body balancer and so forth. Okay. Now that we have done this 20 hours, do you feel better?
Yes.
You better had. All right. Now, let's take up the whole subject of remedy of havingness. Can you remedy your havingness well?
Fairly well, I think.
You do it real well, huh? Well, of course, you wouldn't ask a pre-clear this because this is a technical subject. I could ask her just to get her idea on havingness. Do you like your possessions?
Yes.
Which possessions do you like?
No, I like our automobile.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like best about it?
It's a nice style and easily driven, easy
mm-hmm.
to handle, I mean.
Good.
Small.
Good. All right, now tell me something. Tell me something. Do you know of anything that's good enough for you?
Yeah, that automobile is.
The automobile's good enough for you. What on it particularly is good enough for you?
Well, the upholstery.
Mm-hmm. Here's a pretty good case. Right here, I should tell you that in the introduction of the remedy of havingness, there are a terrific battery of processes which go in here. You know, accept and reject belongs in here. And a whole bunch of processes. What could you own? Give me some things that you're not protecting, not hiding. Any of the 8C commands might go in this. This all has to do with possession or rejection. Well, give me something about this automobile that you could reject.
Well, I could reject the upholstery.
The whole thing? You could get rid of the whole thing?
Yes.
Well, that's real good. What isn't good enough for you on this automobile?
On the automobile?
Same thing. Different phrasing, the same command.
I don't know of anything that isn't good enough. I can make something not good enough.
Oh, this automobile's okay. Well, name something in the environment that isn't good enough for you.
Cold weather.
Okay, now give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
Well, there's some mud out here on this street.
Good. You know, you wouldn't carry this audit in command along very long because it's definitely an N theta type command. But we're just using this one way or the other to get this person stirred up on having this. Okay, something else that isn't good enough for you.
Well, there's some ashes back here on the floor behind that chair. I don't like it.
That's not good enough. All right, something else that isn't good enough for you.
Fingerprints on these walls.
Good, something else that isn't good enough for you.
Well, there's a cigarette butt over there, too.
Good, you see now every time I'm trying to drop this command here, why, she strings a different comm wag at me, slightly different comm wag. This is real cute, see? I mean, so I'm forced now to go along with this idiotic command. Just because she's comm-lagging on it. This is the case of the auditor having picked up something that he was just going to dust off lightly. And he starts getting this thing bogged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
All right, that white sheet of paper.
Well, fine. That isn't good enough for you. What's the matter with it?
It should have red dots and green lines.
Oh, you're inventing. Okay, something else that isn't good enough for you.
I'm trying to help. There's dust on top of that heater.
Get that calm leg. Huh? All right. Give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
And this cushion over here is ripped.
All right. Give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
the stocking I have on.
Okay, give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
This auditing session. This auditing session.
This auditing isn't good enough for you. Oh, do you know that?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that isn't good enough for you?
Yeah.
Why? What's it doing?
Well, it just isn't good enough because it's based upon the postulate that it's merely a demonstration.
Oh, I see. All right. Fine. Fine. You understand that it is merely a demonstration. It's not supposed to be therapeutic, you know?
Yes.
You understand that clearly. What isn't good enough for you?
That cigarette.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
That small ashtray.
God, give me something else that isn't good enough
for you. And all these wires being all untidy here.
All right, something else that isn't good enough for you.
That light switch, yeah.
Good, something else that isn't good enough for you.
That tape recorder.
What's the matter with it?
It isn't new and shiny.
It's what?
It's not new and shiny.
Oh, okay. Oh, new and shiny things? All right. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
Well, that book over there isn't very nice either.
All right. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
Well, my watch.
All right. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
That amplifier over there.
Good. Give me something else that isn't good enough for you.
That wall.
Good. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
Those drapes.
Good. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
Pipe over there.
Good. Something else that isn't good enough for you.
That speaker.
All right. Three equal lengths. Three equal comm lengths. Okay, fine. Now, do you have any trouble with mock-ups? Do you know what a mock-up is? A mock-up is an energy picture which a person makes up mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any trouble with these? Don't have any trouble with these at all. Well, why don't you put one out over there?
Just anything?
No, I don't care.
All right.
What is it?
It's a red ball.
It is. All right. Can you copy it?
Yes.
Well, all right. You got two of them?
Yes.
Why don't you push them together?
All right.
Why don't you pull them into the body?
All right.
Do you do that?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, let's mock up a red ball, I'll take
that. All right.
Now, is this red ball there?
Yes.
Is it stable?
Yes.
Is it real?
Yes.
Is it a real red ball?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to push it into the body. Now, let's carefully watch its progress as it enters the body.
It's just sort of sitting there.
You didn't push it into the body?
Well, I'm attempting to.
What are you doing? Because I'm questioning how you did that?
No. I don't know whether it's necessary to watch it. You want it actually to move from where it is into the body.
That's right.
You don't want to sort of unmock it and mock it up again inside.
Oh, you little demon. So this is what you have been doing to auditors.
Well, not always. No, not always.
You know, something that is left in its original position isn't very stable. You know that. I mean, something that's in its original position that can then be as-is with the greatest of ease. So you'd hardly call it having this, would you? You've got to move it somewhere in order to alter its position, and then, by golly, you'll have some having this. You got that?
I can move it down there.
Why don't you move it around a little bit?
All right, it's over in front of the heater.
Hmm?
It's over in front of the heater now.
All right, move it around some more.
All right, it's in front of this speaker over here.
Good. Now let's take this ball and approach the body with it slightly.
All right, it's right down beneath this chair.
Good. Now let's move it away from the body slightly.
Okay, it's in front of that.
All right, now let's approach the body with it.
Okay.
All right, let's get closer to the body with it.
Okay.
What happened?
It's right underneath the chair.
Good.
I mean, up off the floor.
Good. Now let's pick it up and push it into the body.
Okay.
Oh, you did that, huh? Well, good enough. Now let's mark up another red ball out there.
Okay.
All right, now can you just push it over into the body?
I see. If maybe I should say pull, I could do it, because I'm not over there, I'm here.
You have to what?
Well, when you say push, it makes me think I have to get over there and push it, and I'm not over there.
Oh, I see. We have a semantic difficulty.
Yeah, say pull.
Effect a mechanical action sufficient to cause this body to remove itself from its present position into the body.
All right.
You're confident.
It will plop.
All right. Let's take another red ball.
All right. I've got one.
All right. Cause it to remove itself into the body.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that ball that did it?
Yes.
Oh, you know that this time.
Yes.
Well, that's a girl. Now let's mark up a red ball out there.
All right.
And now let's move it 5 feet further from the body.
All right.
Let's move it 10 feet further from the body.
All right.
Let's move it 50 feet further from the body.
All right.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
Okay.
All right, let's take another red ball alongside of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move it out from the body and throw it away.
All right.
Got it? You having any trouble doing that?
I just have a little bit of trouble in the action of throwing it away. That same deal of rather throwing it away rather than just unmarking it.
Ooh, you semantic.
Well.
Throwing it away.
I told you to throw it away, though. Yes.
Could you throw it away?
Yes, I did. It took a little longer than just unmarking.
Well, it's surreptitious having to unmark things, you know. I mean, you might get some of the energy back or something if you did that. We want this thing thrown away.
Okay.
Just like that. Mark up another red ball out there.
Yeah.
Make it heavier.
Yeah.
Make it denser.
Yeah.
Get it real solid.
Mm-hmm.
You do that easily?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Throw it away.
All right.
All right. Mark up a red ball.
Mm-hmm.
Push it into the body.
All right.
Good. You got any debris around?
No.
Was there any scenery for this ball?
No.
All right. Well, you've just done fine now. All right. We have now a slight problem, and I'm sure that there's a location somewhere in this room that you could spot.
I don't understand.
I bet there's a location somewhere in this room that you could spot.
Yes.
Well, spot.
Right there.
Right there? You got your finger on it?
Yeah.
Take your finger off. Is it still there?
Yeah.
How much color does it have?
None.
How much mass does it have?
None.
Good. These are the textbook answers.
No, that spot doesn't.
That spot's okay?
The spot's okay.
Yeah?
If you want to ask, am I finding the spot in relationship to any other mass, then I'd probably say yes.
If you find on the spot in relationship to other mess?
To a degree.
Oh, you picked this up as a fault in your spotting spots?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is just a demonstration on it. It's not therapeutic.
Oh, another one. All right, here.
Okay. Got it there?
Mm-hmm.
Take your finger off of it. Put your finger back on it again. Same spot?
Yeah.
Take your finger off of it. Put your finger back on it again. Same spot? By God, it was. Take your finger off of it. You're okay. All right, and now we will go to the piece de resistance. We have remedied having listened spotted spots successfully. What if she hadn't spotted spots successfully? We just wrestled around with remedying of havingness, spotting spots until she had. How would we have wrestled around? Well, we would have just done grading scales on it. We'd fooled around on it one way or the other until she finally could do these things, that's all. And that's how you audit. Okay, now we're going to the piece de resistance, the knee plus ultra. I want you to be 3 feet back of your head. Now this is the big hump that nobody can cross in auditing. Go on, get 3 feet back of your head. What's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing happens when you get 3 feet back of your head, huh?
That's right.
Nothing happens at all. Well, you're very interesting. Mark up a spot 3 feet back of your head. Mark up a headier spot 3 feet back of your head.
Okay.
Mark up another spot 3 feet back of your head.
Well.
You got all of those now?
I got two.
Two. Push them together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's push this about 10 feet back of your head.
Okay.
Got it there?
Mm-hmm.
To make it heavier and more massive.
Mm-hmm.
Now make it heavier and more massive.
Mm-hmm.
Be in it. What happened when you tried?
Nothing.
Nothing happened when you tried. Not a thing. Is the spot still back there? Is the mass still there?
Yeah.
Still there stably?
Yeah, it's still back there.
You sure of it?
Yeah.
You sure it is? All right, make it heavier. Make it more massive.
Okay.
Mark up a thetan in it.
All right.
Got a thetan in it?
Yeah.
Make it squeak.
Okay.
Is it alive?
Yeah.
Say okay to it.
Mm-hmm.
Say okay to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now demand an answer of it and then wait for the answer. You waiting for it to answer?
Yes.
All right. Now demand another answer of it and wait for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You do that? All right, demand another answer of it and wait for the answer. Spot still there?
Mm-hmm.
Ball still there?
It's not a ball, it's just a spot.
All right. Dayton's still in it?
Mm-hmm.
Has he answered you yet? Are you waiting for his answer? Why don't you go over and find out why he isn't answering? Nothing happened, huh? Well, that's real cute. You sure nothing happened?
Well, if I went over, I went over faster than I knew it. So.
Well, you went over and came back?
If I did, I didn't know it.
Where are you?
Right here.
Okay, you know where you are?
Yeah.
All right, throw that mass away.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some places where you're not.
Well, I'm not in behind that curtain.
Good. Give me some more places where you're not.
I'm not in the back seat. In this room.
Good. You understand we were just fooling around here. I'm trying to get this person aware of some existence of something or other. It wouldn't matter what I'd done. You're not in any of the places in this room.
I said I'm not in the last seat.
Not in the last seat in this room. Good. Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
I'm not in my toe. I'm not in my other toe, my other foot. I'm not in my finger.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you aren't.
I'm not in the heater, and I'm not in either one of those loudspeakers.
Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
Yeah, I'm not in my knee, and I'm not in my elbow, and I'm not in my ear.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
I'm not in the amplifier, and I'm not in this microphone. I'm not in the tape recorder.
Good. Give me three places in the body where you're not.
I'm not in my other knee, and I'm not in my ankle, and I'm not in my right hand.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
Not in that stepladder back there. I'm not in the wastebasket in front of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in that mess of wire down there on the floor.
Good. Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
And I'm not in my heel, and I'm not in my right leg. And I'm not in my left hand.
Okay, give me three places in the room where you're not.
I'm not in the cooler vent. I'm not in the light directly above, and I'm not in the light switch over on the wall.
Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
I'm not in my left arm. I'm not in my right shoulder. And I'm not in my left foot.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
I'm not in the pipe over there in the corner. I'm not in the lavatory room.
Where's that?
What?
You say you're not in the lavatory room. Where is
yeah.
that? Point to it.
That way.
All right. Give me another place.
I'm not in the back window.
Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
I'm not in my right ankle.
Good.
I'm not in my throat.
Good.
And I'm not in my left hand.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
I'm not in the door handle. I'm not in the drapes of the truck. I'm not in my purse.
Good. Any three places in the room where you're not?
Oh, I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the easel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the boom microphone.
Good.
And I'm not in that book over there.
Good. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
Not my big toe.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my stomach. I'm not in my back.
Good. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. You notice any change while we've been doing this?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, I sort of had to... I don't know.
Come on, what's happened?
Well, I see the room pretty clearly. I don't know whether I'm...
Nobody asked you that.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I don't know definitely what happened.
Something's happening? Nothing's happening?
Well, I get a very, very much clearer view of these things I'm mentioning where I'm not.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm sorry.
Real unusual.
I'm sorry. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
I'm not in the left knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in my left elbow.
Good.
I'm not in my left shoulder.
Good. Give me three more places in your body where you're not.
I'm not in my little toe on my right foot. And I'm not in my ankle, my left foot.
Point to it.
My ankle and my left foot's that way. My little toe's that way.
You aren't spotting these places in the body, are you?
Sure.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going through the same cycle every time?
Well, not the same one.
Yeah.
Anything wrong with duplicating?
Same distances. Now, I want you to spot these places more acutely.
All right. I'm not 1 inch from my right knee.
All right. You spot it?
Yes.
You spot it more definitely than you have been, huh?
Yes.
Oh, well, all right. Now let's spot three places in the room where you're not.
Okay. I'm not in the light switch by the front door.
Good.
And there's a nail over here on the right wall, and I'm not in it.
Good.
And there's a strip going across the middle of the ceiling, and I'm not in it.
Fine. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
All right. I'm not in the little finger on the right hand.
You spot
Tip.
It?
Tip.
Good. All right. Another place.
And I'm not in the center of my right shoulder.
Good.
And I'm not in the center of my right elbow.
Good. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
Okay. I'm not on the corner of the stand here.
Good.
I'm not in the amplifier.
Good.
I'm not in the gas heater.
Fine. All right. Give me three places in your body where you're not.
Okay. I'm not in the middle of my left knee.
You spot it?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm not 1 inch below that, and I'm not 1 inch above it.
Did you spot those two places?
I did.
You did. All right. Give me three places in the room where you're not.
I am not in the cushion on the chair over here.
Which cushion?
That one there.
All right.
And I'm not in one of those light tile out in the middle of the floor.
Well, good.
Or the other one.
Good. All right. Now, how you doing?
Okay.
Doing better? Do you get sore at me?
No.
Huh?
No.
What's the matter?
Well.
You think you've been invalidated?
No, I don't think I've been invalidated. I just think if you wanted specific spots, you should have said so. I would have named them.
If I wanted specific spots, I should have said so. Mock up a body. Mock up a body is a theta trap. Get a body that would make a real good theta trap.
All right.
Where is it?
It's out this direction.
All right, push it over into your body.
Oh. Does it make any difference what size this mock-up is?
Not a bit.
All right.
If it's oversized, pat it down.
No, well, it's so small.
All right, push it into your body.
Okay.
Mock-up another body is a theta trap a little bigger.
Okay.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Push it into the body.
Okay.
All right. Let's mark up another body as a theta trap.
Okay.
Got that real good?
Mm-hmm.
Make it solider.
All right.
Make it solider.
All right.
All right. Now push it over into your body.
Okay.
All right. Mark up another body as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Make it solider.
Yeah.
Make it solider.
Yeah.
Make it solider.
It went away.
It went away? What'd you do, explode?
No, it just faded out. You said make it solider.
No kidding. All right, let's walk up another body as a theta trap.
Okay.
Make it solider.
Yeah.
Make it less solid.
Okay.
Make it more solid.
Okay.
Make it less solid.
Okay.
Make it solider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make it real solid.
All right.
Push it into your body.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got that real good?
Mm-hmm.
You understand we're remedying a little heaviness here. It wouldn't matter much what we had her mock up. She is, remember, spotting spots, and spotting spots always requires a little remedy of having this along with it if you're a smart auditor. All right. Now let's spot some spots in the body.
Okay. You want me to name them?
Here.
All right. On the base of my little toe on my right foot.
Good.
Middle of my toenail on my big toe.
Good.
And tip of my heel.
Good. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's spot some spots in the room.
Okay. On top of the easel.
Good.
And above the tape recorder.
Good.
And about 3 feet behind his chair.
Good. Now let's spot three spots in the body.
Okay, in the center of my right knee.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 inches down that leg.
Mm-hmm.
In the center of that ankle.
Did you spot that last spot?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I didn't. When you asked, I was getting there. I got
you
it.
You were getting there. Huh? Your command is spot some spots.
All right.
To spot them. All right. Spot three spots in the room.
Okay. About a foot above the amplifier.
Good.
And just above that, whatever it is, over on the wall over there.
Good.
Jack box. And out there by the window.
Good. All right. Spots and spots in the body.
Okay. The tip of my little finger on the right hand.
Good.
And the tip of my thumb on the right hand.
Good.
The center of the back of my hand.
Good. All right. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
Oh, no. Just below the light.
Good.
Over here in this corner.
Good.
And above the heater.
Good. Fine. Did you spot those real good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's swell. Now let's spot three spots in the body.
Okay, the center of my left shoulder.
Fine.
And about 6 inches down that arm.
Good.
And center of my elbow.
Spot that? All right, that's fine. Let's spot three spots in the room.
Now the back corner of that rostrum.
Mm-hmm.
And this other back corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the base of one of the legs on the easel.
Good. All right, let's spot three spots in the body.
Okay, the center of the sole of my left foot. Bottom.
Okay.
And the small of my back.
Okay.
And about halfway up my back.
Okay. How's that?
Okay.
Did you spot those real good?
Yes.
Again, so you spot these spots any differently than you did? Are they clearer? Or?
I spot them more minutely, so to say.
They're more minute. Well, that's fine. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
See, the corner of the ashtray sitting on the floor.
Good.
There. And light receptacle over here on the wall.
Good.
Top hinge on the door.
Good. All right, let's mark up the body as a theta trap.
Okay.
Push it into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Let's knock up another body as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Push it into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. All right, let's mark that. That wasn't so good, was it? What happened?
It was all right.
All right. Mark up another body as a theta trap with a theta trapped in it.
All right.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Got a theta at all?
Yeah.
All right, push it into your body.
Okay.
Good. Mark up another body as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up a theta trapped in it to such a degree that he is buttered all over this trap.
Mm-hmm.
Have him be perished as a result thereof. He's gone.
Okay.
That's real sad.
Yes.
All right. Give it a shove into your body.
Okay.
All right. Lock up a body as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Lock up a theta inside of it.
Yeah.
All right. Rearrange him so he's buttered all over inside of it so that he never will live again. All right, push it into your body.
Okay.
Good. Is this working out real well?
Mm-hmm.
Lock up another body as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yep.
Lock up a theta inside of it.
Okay.
Now lock him up so he's buttered all over the body so that he just never get out of it and he doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah.
All right, now shove that into your body.
Okay.
What happened?
I just had a little difficulty getting it to come, to move.
Oh, really? All right. Now you mark up another body as a theta trap.
All right.
Now fill it full of labby rinse.
What?
You know,
okay.
Circuitous passages and so forth. So you get real lost in it, real easy.
Okay.
Got that real good? Now fill it up full of N theta communications.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now put a thetan inside of it in such a way that he'd just get buttered all over.
Okay.
Now put him in so securely now that he'll never be able to recover his own identity or get out.
Yeah.
You got that real good?
He's scattered all over in little pieces.
Good. All right. Now let's shove that body into your body.
Okay.
Did you do that easily?
Yeah, it came in pretty easy.
All right, let's do another body. Mocked up as a theta trap.
Mm-hmm.
Theta buttered all over inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have the body die now so that the theta then never can get out.
Okay.
Now shove that dead body into your body.
Okay.
Was it clammy?
Well, it wasn't very nice.
Well, next time, let's make it clammier, huh? Put some old mold on it, too. All right. Now, mark up a body as a theta trap.
Okay.
Put a theta in it and butter him all over.
Yep.
Got that real good? I have the body die and the theta be trapped.
Yeah.
Now, get some mold on it. Get some clammy.
All right.
Get it decayed.
Yeah.
Put some odor with it.
Yes.
All right, you got that real good?
Yes.
I have it a body that nobody cried over when it died.
It's out there all by itself.
Huh?
And nobody around.
Nobody ever cried over this when it died. Nobody ever cried over it. Nobody knows the thetans inside of it.
That's right.
You got that? Shove it into your body. You do it?
Yes.
All right. Let's mark up another body. Another theta trap.
Yep.
Got it real good? All right. Let's put a theta in it, having buttered all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I now fill the body so full of the end theta that he can't get out.
Yeah.
Now I have it filled full of poison.
Mm-hmm.
I have it filled full of formaldehyde. Now fill it full of the bombing fluid.
Okay.
Now put some grave mold on it.
All right.
Put some odor to it.
All right.
Now have it be a body that was detested in lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got the fate still trapped in it?
Yeah.
Shove it into your body.
Okay.
Easier or harder?
It came easier.
It what?
Yeah, I got it into my body easier.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't like it any better.
You didn't like it, though?
No.
All right. Now, mock up a delicious corpse. Come on, mock up a delicious corpse. It's my definition.
My conception of delicious
corpse.
Yes. All right.
What's it look like?
It's a nice body dead.
It's a nice body dead. Now decay it.
All right.
Now hang mold on it.
Okay.
Now put a thetan in it now.
All right.
Now have it having be powerless to move it.
Yeah.
Got it? Have him go into apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Shove it into your body.
All right.
Got it real good?
Yeah.
Huh? All right, mock up a delicious corpse.
Yes.
Got it real good? All right, fill it full of formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Fill it full of thetans that are trapped.
Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now put it in a lead-shielded case, which is non-thetan passer.
Okay.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, push it into your body.
Okay.
All right. That's getting fairly easy now. What are you gulping about?
I'm feeling awful.
You're feeling heavy.
I feel so heavy.
No kidding. All right, now mark up a horrible old decayed corpse where you're sitting.
Where I'm sitting?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Which way did you throw it?
That way.
All right, mark up another horrible decayed corpse where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Mark up another one where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Mark up another one where you're sitting.
Yep.
Throw it away.
Okay.
Mark up another one where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
Okay.
All right, now mark up a body absolutely stiff with horror sitting where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
Okay.
Mark up another body stiff with horror where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
Okay.
How do you feel, lighter?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Feel better now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, spot three spots in this body.
Okay, center of my left knee and the center of my left wrist.
Okay.
And tip of my index finger on my left hand.
Did you spot these real good?
Yes.
All right, let's go over them again. Now let's spot each one particularly and sharply.
Center of my left knee.
Right.
Center of my left wrist.
Right.
And tip the index finger on the left hand.
Good. Fine. All right. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
Oh, let's see. The upper corner of the easel.
Right.
On the left hand side.
Good.
And the lower corner on the right hand side.
Good.
And this thing over here on the wall.
Good. How are you doing now?
Okay.
How's your visio of the room?
It's pretty good.
Is that real good? Is it getting better?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
When I don't think about it, it's all right.
Oh, if you think about it, it's wrong?
What isn't wrong? It just isn't.
Just isn't what?
It just isn't, if I think about it.
If you think about it, it isn't. Mark up a head thinking about it out there.
Okay.
Have to think about it some more.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up another head thinking about it.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Okay.
Mark up another head thinking about it.
All right.
Throw it away. Mark up another head thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Mark up another head thinking about it.
Yep.
Pull it into your body.
Okay.
Oh, I got another head thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it into your body.
Okay.
Okay, do what you please with any mock-ups that are scattered around.
All right.
All right. Now, spot three spots in your body.
Tip of my nose.
Tip of your nose.
Center of my chin.
Good.
And the center of my right cheek.
Okay, fine. Three spots in the room.
The bottom hinge on the door.
Good.
The door knob.
Fine.
And the top left corner of the door.
Good. All right. Now let's spot three spots in the body.
The center of my
good
right shoulder blade.
Good.
And there's a spot base of my neck in front.
Good.
And center of my right elbow.
Good. Fine. Fine. How you feel?
Okay.
Feel better?
I feel good.
Think what?
Well, I get confused on left and right here. I'm describing where these spots are.
Oh?
I forget or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
Top of the stepladder back behind the curtain.
Good.
And a doorknob on the back door.
Good.
The handle on the heater.
Fine. How's that?
Okay.
All right, spot three spots in the body.
Yeah, I've got a spot about halfway, or about in the middle of my right thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And a spot out in the middle of my right calf.
Good.
And at the back of my right heel.
Good, fine. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
Okay, this microphone here. And the end of this microphone boom.
Good.
And one of the feet on the base.
Fine. All right, spot three spots in the body.
On the tip of my right ear.
Good.
And sort of the top of my neck and back.
Good.
About 6 inches down on the vertebrae.
Good. Fine. Now spot three spots in the room.
A waste basket in the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And the corner, that corner at the floor.
Good.
And that corner at the top.
Good. All right. Spot three spots in the body.
Center of my left knee.
Good.
The tip of my big toe on my left foot.
Good.
On tip of my little toe on my left.
Good. How's that now?
It's okay.
All right. Spot three spots in the room.
I have a feeling that I was looking at facsimiles of this room and they're just now gone. See nothing no more.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Spot three, spot seven.
All right. Receptacle over here on the wall.
Good.
And then plug in it.
Good.
And the bottom corner over here on this loudspeaker.
Well, fine. Now let's spot three spots in the body.
All right, the spot directly underneath my watch on my right arm.
Good.
And the spot there in the middle of that wrist.
Good.
And a spot in the center of the palm.
Where's the last one?
Spot in the center of this palm.
Good. All right. Now let's spot three spots in the room.
Okay, the center of the air cooler vent.
Good.
And the center of the space, the distance between the two front corners of the room.
Good.
And the upper left-hand corner or that window?
Well, fine, fine. Now let's spot three spots in the body.
Okay, I spotted the last knuckle on this here finger.
Good.
And a spot on the tip of this one.
Good.
And on the tip of this one.
Good. Lazy. All right, now mark up a dead body and throw it into your body.
Okay.
All right, throw it away.
Okay.
All right, mark up a very gorgeous, gorgeous body.
Okay.
All right, put it out 5 feet behind your head.
Oh. Okay.
Did you do that easily?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had to move it. I had it out there.
Well, that's what I knew you would have to do. All right, you got that body out there?
Yes.
You got it there real good?
Yes.
Huh? Why don't you be in it?
No, it's very small.
Well, why don't you be in it? That's okay. All right, you make it bigger and more massive. Gorgeous body.
Okay, I've got one that's life size now.
All right.
Stay there.
Now spot the room from the center of that head.
Okay.
All right, spot some more spots in the room from the center of that head.
I know I can spot the corner of the room from the center of that head.
All right, is that easy to do?
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Spot some more spots in the room from the center of that head. Did you do that?
Yeah.
All right, now spot some spots in the room from, say, your own body's head.
Okay.
All right, still got that mark up?
Yeah.
Good. Let's spot some spots in the room from the center of its head.
Okay.
All right, spot some spots in the room from the center of your head.
Okay.
All right, spot some spots in the room from the center of that body's head.
Okay.
Spot some spots in the room from the center of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Is this different?
Well, I was just sitting here and telling myself it wasn't all it was.
You were sitting there telling yourself it wasn't all it was.
Well, I was doing something or other. Then I started spotting them from the center of my head, only it was different.
No kidding. You got still got that mock-up?
Yeah, it's back there.
All right, how about you making the center of that head more massive, of that mock-up? Maybe put more mass into it, huh?
All right,
now let's spot the room from the center of that head.
Okay.
All right, let's spot the room from the center of your own head.
Yeah.
We'll spot the room from the center of the other body's head.
Yeah.
All right, let's spot the room from the center of your own head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there any difference?
Yes.
You doing it more easily?
Yes, I guess I misunderstood you in the first place. I was just spotting particular spots from either place rather than the room as a whole.
Yeah, all right. Now let's be in the other body's head and spot spots in the room from that location. Be in your own body's head and spot spots from that location. All right, be in the mock-up body's head and spot spots from that location. Matter?
Oh, I feel like I'm shifting the room instead of me or something.
Oh. All right, spots in the room from the center of your body's head.
Yep.
All right, spots the room from the center of the mock-up's head.
Yep.
Good. Spots in the room from the center of your own head. Spots in the room from the center of the mock-up's head.
Yeah.
Is this your mock-up?
Is it mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, spots in the room from the center of its head.
Yeah.
All right, is that easier to do now?
Well, it's getting a little more real.
All right, spots in the room from the center of your own head.
Yeah.
Okay, now do what you please with that mock-up.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you please with
it. I did.
I feel.
Okay.
Feel a lot better? Why don't you find the floor? All right, find the chair.
Yeah.
All right, find the ceiling.
Yeah.
What's your name?
The.
All right, end of session.